The governor promised 700,000 new jobs in 7 years based on his seven-step program. The program primarily relied upon major tax cuts to businesses, reductions in regulation, limits on lawsuits, and an increase in the amount of money available to the governor to solicit new businesses to locate into Florida.
Let's take a look at where we are within that 7 years. It's year four. How many jobs have been added, and are they a result of the governor's 777 approach?
We've added about 650,000 jobs since 2010 at the current run rate for the end of this year. And that would be above average for Florida. We generally would generate 125,000 new jobs per year. But the governor's programs are really not responsible for the job growth that we've seen. Instead, most of the job growth has occurred because of the economic recovery. And we know that for three reasons. One, because most of the governor's program was not passed by the legislature. The legislature did not enact major tax cuts. The legislature did enact some regulatory reform, but did not limit lawsuits. And the legislature did not give the governor the big war chest to recruit new firms. The second reason we know that job growth was not due to the governor's policies is that he hasn't brought in many large firms. There's been very few announcements. And the third reason is that the economy recovered without noticeable impact from the programs. The governor was proposing 700,000 new jobs over and above what would otherwise have occurred, and there is really no basis for saying that the job growth that's occurred is over and above what was going to happen anyway due to the recovery.
Let's take a look at those numbers in detail. Is there any data that supports or refutes that these jobs are a result of the governor's policies?
Yes, indeed. A significant amount of the improvement in job growth came in construction, in tourism, and in business and professional services and healthcare. So if we look at those categories, none of the governor's policies and programs really related directly to any of those factors. Rather, the recovery in those sectors was largely due to the rebound in the economy or the introduction of Harry Potter and other new attractions in Orlando, things of that nature that are really outside the ambit of the governor's programs.
Are there any case studies that we could look at where another state instituted similar programs to this 777 idea?
Yes, and I think the most prominent example is Kansas, where the governor was able to enact major tax cuts and changes in regulatory reform. The Kansas experience, I think, is very instructive, Nicole. Kansas actually greatly underperformed the nation. Its job growth was very disappointing. It had a 3.5% job growth since the programs were initiated in Kansas, compared to 10.5% growth in Texas or 10.1% in Florida, or an average of 6.1% for the nation. Most of the surrounding states around Kansas had much better job growth than Kansas. So there's absolutely no data to suggest that massive tax cuts and changes in regulation would produce a boom in job growth. Instead, it produced a budget problem for Kansas and an underperformance. So now Kansas faces a major deficit and its economy is grossly underperformed.
What do you suggest could be done differently?
Well, there's a lot of academic literature that suggests that massive tax cuts at a state level really are not very stimulative. They're not very stimulative because most jobs don't respond to that. They're not very stimulative because the result is to reduce state services, especially education, that tends to then be a negative for job growth. So balanced policies are much better. In the near term, Florida would be better served to embrace the Obamacare program because it would bring in billions of dollars of federal money, which would stimulate health care. If we wanted to stimulate the economy at the state level, investments in capital infrastructure, schools and roads, are a better program than our tax cuts. That's what the literature would suggest, and that's what the Kansas example proves.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.